It is January 28th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Congratulations to Uber journalist Jacob Bungie on being promoted to the role of Chicago Deputy Bureau Chief for the Wall Street Journal. Bungie has been with the Journal since 2008 when he came over from Reuters. He has held two significant reporter beats out of the Chicago Bureau, the Exchanges and Trading beat, which he covered from 2008 to 2013, and the Agriculture beat, which he has held since 2013. Bungie is an enterprising journalist, thoughtful colleague, and all-around good guy. The Journal made an excellent selection in this promotion. Congratulations, Jacob. Two big legal cases are in the news. One is that two Deutsche Bank traders had their LIBOR rigging cases overturned. The second is that the traders who sued over the meme stock selling restrictions had their case dismissed. One of my favorite sections of the Financial Times newspaper is the How to Spend It section. One can only dream about most of the items, including simply traveling these days. An entry today is titled Perfect Nights Inn, the best UK pubs with lodgings. Besides the travel fantasy, it does seem like something I could handle. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's an entry from the History of Financial Futures. The history behind SGX, an interview with Rama Pillay for the History of Financial Futures, a JLN interview series. In 1978, the Gold Exchange of Singapore, GES, was created by some Singapore bullion dealers. Then in the early 1980s, the Monetary Authority of Singapore and financial community leaders sent teams around the world to examine different market structures. One was sent to Chicago to examine the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, Pillay said. The Singaporean team sent to Chicago liked the CME model and felt it would work well in Singapore. This led to the creation of the Singapore International Monetary Exchange, or SIMEX. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. This week, we have a sponsored content from our friends at Quantpedia, introduced by Changing Market Strategies. Quantpedia.com, the encyclopedia of algorithmic and quantitative trading strategies, helps analysts, traders, and investors discover and evaluate hundreds of quant and algo trading strategy ideas from academic research spanning tens of thousands of papers with minimal time and effort. We identify the most well-explained, applicable, and innovative ideas, catalog the strategies, performance, risk characteristics, and trading rules, and summarize them in plain language. The result is a continuously curated database of ideas for systematic investment and trading strategies. Users can screen and filter the ideas, examine strategy relationships, evaluate out-of-sample backtest results, or review visualized strategy comparisons. Pro subscribers can additionally model custom multi-strategy, multi-asset portfolios. Reports include 200-plus charts and tables with factor regression analysis, risk scenario, seasonality analysis, tests of alternative weighting schemes, correlation analysis, and more. Quantpedia is introduced by Changing Market Strategies exclusively for John Lothian newsletter subscribers. Use code Quantpedia. Wikipedia.com until January 31st, 2022 for a 40% discount on 12-month individual pro subscriptions. For volume discounts on enterprise subscriptions and information about other enterprise services, including alternative data analysis and custom projects, contact Changing Market Strategies. Here's a story from The Trade. BSTX receives regulatory approval for blockchain-based U.S. securities exchange. New securities exchange will provide benefits including shorter on-exchange settlements and proprietary blockchain data feeds. BSTX has received approval from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, as an equity trading facility of Box Exchange. BSTX, which is a joint venture of Box Digital Markets and T0 Group, claims to be the first fully automated price-time priority execution exchange for trading securities that is both regulated by the SEC and leverages existing private blockchain technologies. My comment, news like this is enough to make your blood boil. I mean, former Box CEO Ed Boyle has to be happy. This has finally been approved. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Paris wants to become the Mayfair of Europe for hedge funds. Back in 2016, trying to get an ambitious young financier to choose France over Britain was often a hopeless task. When I was going to London to tell people to relocate to Paris, the answer of my contacts was, Paris never, says Arnaud de Brasson, whose job is to promote his city as an attractive location for international finance firms. My comment, Paris does not want to become anything. Paris is Paris and will always be Paris. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The gamification of finance may be a good thing after all. Video game techniques can help us take a longer-term view on retirement saving, a study shows. The gamification of finance, which blurs the line between speculating for profit and investing for the long run, has always made me nervous. But it turns out that some of the techniques used to hook players on video games can be used to help us develop healthy financial habits. Specifically, gaming elements can encourage adopting a long-term view of money, an important aspect for building wealth. My comment, gamification of finance is only a good thing if the game is Dungeons and Dragons. Otherwise, no. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Robinhood crypto revenue falls as meme coin frenzy fades. Cryptocurrency trading revenues decline while Dogecoin mania eases. Everyone's waiting for Shiba Inu listing, BI's Sheriel says. Robinhood Market Inc.'s cryptocurrency trading revenue fell in the fourth quarter and missed Wall Street's expectations, marking a second consecutive quarter-over-quarter decline in the wake of the meme coin frenzy earlier last year. Crypto revenue was $48 million, a 6% decline from the prior quarter, missing the $55 million average estimate of analysts surveyed by Bloomberg. Still, it increased 304% from a year ago. Shares of Robinhood fell about 12% in post-market trading after the firm reported total revenue that was also short of Wall Street estimates. My comment, there's a reason Robinhood stock has dropped and dropped. A deep dive into the number tells the story. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story on Thursday was, for the third time, here's how much money you have to earn to be in the top 1% in every U.S. state, from CNBC. Second was our Markets Wiki page for Claire Black, who just became Managing Director of Streets Consulting. Third was Facebook gives up on crypto ambitions with Diem asset sale, from the Financial Times. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from the Financial Times and Robin Wigglesworth. The curious case of rising stocks in the nighttime. An ex-hedge fund analyst has a conspiratorial theory why equities do better after the market closes. The witching hour was long said to be the time of night where demons, ghosts, ghouls, and witches were at their most powerful. It turns out that is also when the U.S. stock market is at its mightiest. American bourses officially open between 9:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. in New York, yet weirdly, most of the gains actually accrue in the sparser, more informal aftermarket trading that happens on various electronic exchanges, according to a study by the New York Federal Reserve. Early morning returns, on the other hand, tend to be negative. The phenomena has long puzzled many analysts. Here's another story from the Financial Times. Ex-Deutsche Bank traders have LIBOR rigging convictions overturned. New York appeals court acquits Matthew Connolly and Gavin Black of manipulating benchmark. A U.S. federal appeals court has overturned the convictions of two former Deutsche Bank traders charged in connection with an alleged scheme to rig the LIBOR benchmark, a blow to prosecutors who have struggled to prosecute individuals for actions that netted billions of dollars in fines from banks. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Traders' meme stock lawsuit against Robinhood dismissed by federal judge. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit against brokerage app Robinhood that was filed by retail traders who claimed they lost billions after they were stopped from selling so-called meme stocks that were artificially inflated by internet chat groups. Chief U.S. District Judge Cecilia Altanaga of Miami Federal Court ruled that the retail investors could not sue Robinhood for negligence and breach of fiduciary duty because of the terms of agreement that each customer must accept upon registration. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial for our newsletter at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day. Stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.